This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. The Stall It podcast, the bonus episode. Yep, yeah, yeah, we do spoil it. I won't hear it anyway, typing away.
What's up, Bonnie? You writing some emails?
I'm getting emails and texts about Joe's scooter.
He just called you Oni.
Did he?
He goes, what are you doing over there, Oni? Any questions?
Someone's messaging you about the scooter.
This has been escalated, Joe.
It's been escalated?
Is it really?
Escalated. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
He's messing.
Has it been escalated?
You're better off telling that after the bonus.
Does that mean you get in trouble, though? Because I can't get in trouble.
No, it's not his bloody bike.
Well, you can get banned from a building very easily, you know.
Love to see them try.
Has it been escalated?
What would you do? What
How's
would
it been
you
escalated
do
if it's up here now? I'm getting annoyed over it.
This is not going to make any context until the listener listens to the main episode.
But yeah, the full story and the full walkout. There was a dramatic walkout.
Storm out.
By Joe, a storm out.
Joe cried for the first time on the podcast.
It was an emotional day. What can I say? What are you saying?
Tell Joe to move that. And he's not to leave it again.
Tell him it's gone. Relax yourself.
I'd go down there like Mark Zuckerberg.
I feel like doing that.
No, do you know in The Social Network when Andrew Garfield comes in and slams the laptop? Mark!
I'll go down to him and say, what's your problem?
Yeah, and deal with that hand as well. Deal with that hand thing.
What's your fucking... Like what's that. Your problem, mate?
What's up with you, mate? Emailing, I'm upstairs on the fifth floor.
Come up to me and say it to me fucking face.
You have to do that.
Say it to me face.
You have something to say, I'll see you at the foyer up here, yeah? There's a foyer up here now in the building. That we all on the balcony.
He's been watching Love Island.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It's hard, you get to mix up sometimes.
Get up here now and say it to me.
Greg has sent an email to me.
There's like a landlord knocking around on the Thursday.
Rent coming out every 25th of the month. Go on. Just because that's when mine comes out.
Sorry.
It's probably not everyone's. Everyone's probably coming out on the 25th. But mine does. I don't know. Let me tell you how I feel it.
Shut up, Rory, late.
I have to keep all that in.
Let me tell you, I
feel. Right, you can leave in some of that. Greg says, I felt a menacing question was in order for you.
For who?
For me.
For you? Hmm. From you?
He says, if you had to be stuck in an elevator.
Oh, no. You're already off to a bad start.
Elevator.
No.
With?
For a full working day, without the use of a phone or any sort of distraction, who would you most like to be stuck with out of Darren, Joe, or Calvin, or Terrence from Talking Bollocks? Who are the four you would have picked?
Just one person to stay with?
All day.
I'd say you're going to pick Calvin.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I just feel like you'd pick Calvin. I'm fucking childish and like just, I'd just start pressing buttons and fucking dancing and singing and doing flosses and seals. And he'd tell you that the lift is a fucking
conspiracy
AI or something.
Outsiders have broken the lift.
Yeah, infiltrated. Yeah,
parents would be fucking punching the thing, biting his tongue.
I'm getting out of here. He'd be up the roof.
Yeah, Calvin would kind of just be a bit like level-headed more with it all.
What do you think, Joe? Who will I pick?
I think it'd be good to be trapped in a lift with.
You would say that about yourself, wouldn't you?
If I was going to be trapped in a lift with anyone, I'd probably pick me.
And the first thing I said was, I wouldn't pick me.
I think I'd go with me. I'd pick me.
But do you think I'd go with you?
I don't think
that's the question.
I don't think you. I don't think you.
Who will I pick?
I think you should choose me.
Right.
But I don't think
what
you will.
What would we talk about? For 8 hours. Just the two of us with nowhere to go.
What would anyone talk about?
No one to intervene.
Kids? Kids? We've two kids? How this is what we say.
That's
fucking
shit.
Right,
that's
here we go.
Stupid chat though.
We're trapped in an elevator together.
Elevator?
A lift. Beg your pardon.
Catching on.
In the flats, do you call the lift an elevator?
Oh, that's nice. You thought we had lifts in the flats.
Did you not? Are they the Ballymun ones?
You think we have like a reception area and everything, do you?
Concierge, yeah.
Yeah, a little butler out on the veranda with a tapas.
Marble flooring and everything. Hello, McGuckin.
Oh, God. No, we didn't have a lift. We had a shoe that we threw our bins down.
Oh.
And if you were in a rush or for the crack, you could go down it yourself.
I'd be deadly.
How long would you be going for?
Was it seconds, a good scream? A
few seconds.
Was it a long scream? Like,
you'd be kind of scraping down the walls. The walls would be like smoothened from all the bins.
But wouldn't be like a juice. At a point where you're like, oh fuck, I'm still going here.
No, you go all the way down into the shoe, into the...
But you know it, when you're on the water slide and you're like, oh no, when is ascending?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah, no, it is.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was. Whoa. And it was so tiny. Like, you couldn't do it now as a man. So, you had to be. They're closed now. They don't have shoots anymore. You have to carry your rubbish down now. Ridiculous. But, yeah, you could only do it when you were a child. So, you'd be about, like, prepubescent. Your shoulders wouldn't fit into it now. Why are we talking about this? Yeah, because you thought there was lifts in...
the flats.
In the flats. So, say...
Think of Ballymun flats, there's lifts, yeah.
Say we're in a lift.
What lift? Where is it?
In Marconi House.
Ah, go on. We're at...
And we're on the fourth floor.
All right.
And we're going to the fifth floor, but it's broken.
And your scooter's in the way.
That's why it's broken.
All right.
Somebody tripped on me scooter and fell into the lift.
Headbutted the lift and there's a big dint of a skull.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it stopped it so it's not going down because it's stuck because the skull imprint isn't moving it.
Yeah,
It's obstructing the movement of the lift.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's not working. And it's me and you, Owen.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, we're gonna be here for we're gonna be here for another few hours, 8 hours, I'd say. So, how are the kids? That's bad, is it?
I'd already want to get out.
That's exhausting. I'm
not afraid of boredom. I think I think there'll be plenty of action. I just think that it would be we kill each other with no one to intervene at some point. At some point in 8 hours, we're gonna stumble across something we both completely disagree on, and there's gonna be nobody to shout stop.
Politics, probably.
Nah, we know how to just avoid that one. 8 hours though. 8 hours.
It's a long time, yeah.
That's the thing.
Can you just answer it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was you. Answer.
It was Darren.
Sticking a lift with me.
Ah, yeah.
But 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah, easy.
Really?
Yeah. Greg thought I'd say Calvin too.
Why me?
I can't believe you answered that.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell. You're that's just, ruthless.
Just very easy to get along with.
That is ruthless.
I actually am.
The other three all have their own quirks and, you know.
After you're 8 hours, though, after you're 8 hours.
I'm easy to walk all over.
I'd be in charge of the lift.
And you just say it once, you'd be like, Darren, listen to me. I'm in charge of this lift now for 8 hours. And I go, yeah.
You're going to stand in that corner looking away from me.
I'm like, turn around. And then you're like, yeah. And I'm like, right.
Yeah.
Can I look?
Whatever then. Get trapped in a lift. I'd just start giggling. I just giggle and I would just have a panic attack of laughs.
He laughs and lifts with other people. And other people are there. So I try and make a really like loud conversation to occupy him. Because then the embarrassment's on you as well because you're with him. And that person is like in the lift and you're just laughing in their face. And they probably already have social anxiety or something as it is. And then they go home all day and night thinking about that encounter in the lift.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I think you should accommodate for guests that bring scooters in.
Oh my God.
Still logging out.
Yeah, there's a bike shed. Which I told you, and which the record will show, I told you. That is the answer. There's
no
a bike
plug
shed.
No plug sockets down there. And a guest that comes in here, let's say Imelda May comes in. Let's say Imelda May came in here and she had a scooter. What's she going to... No, you can't come in here with a scooter. Right, okay.
No, you can bring it down to the bike shed where all the bikes and
she doesn't have a fob.
Go.
She doesn't walk here.
She's going
onto the radio. But then she can't get out. She's only going on to the radio.
Oh, they will happily help you. They will happily.
She's a walker. Do you want to? So what should I do when I come in here?
People show up with bikes all the time. Guests for radio shows and all that. And
who?
Guests for radio shows. I don't have the exact names, but come on,
give us a name. Give us anyone. Imelda May.
Politicians.
Come in on bikes.
Simon Harris.
Come in on bikes.
Simon Harris comes in on a scooter.
And when he comes in on a scooter, do you give out to him?
Yeah.
When he's going on the Packenny show.
He's sending emails around and all saying Simon Hennessy.
Simon Hennessy.
Simon Harris is downstairs in his scooter at the lift. Tell him to sort it out. And the country.
And he can't get home because he's had to come all the way in from Kewlock. So he needs to charge her up.
Simon Harris?
Where he came in a scooter?
A Kewlock.
Well, he lives in Wicklow.
What part?
Further away again.
Sandyfoot.
That's not Wicklow.
I thought it was.
Oh, South Dublin.
Oh, I thought Sandy for the club.
Roundwood.
Any questions?
Yeah.
Sorry. Got sidetracked.
About a lift and a fucking scooter the whole episode. And Imelda May.
Dean wants to know.
What's up, Dean?
If it was a Running Man scenario.
What's that mean?
You know the film Running Man? Aaron Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it.
He has to run and can't stop for €1 million?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Dollars.
Like he's being chased, isn't he? That's the premise of the question.
Yeah. I got to keep on running. Yeah,
it's like good. A reality TV show. Yeah, and he's being chased. I think they catch him, they kill him. Anyway, could you escape from Grafton Street to Coolock while being hunted by 15 barbers on bikes? You are on foot and you have a 5-minute.
The barbers are after me.
They have to do Arnold's work.
Oh my God. Oh, so it's not running non-stop. It's like trying to get somewhere without being killed.
15 barbers on bikes.
Why barbers?
Who cares what their jobs are?
No, that's Dean.
What's Dean on about?
Dean, are you alright?
Barbers.
Maybe they have a scissors.
Meaning. There has to be a meaning behind that question and why he's saying barbers are chasing you.
Yeah.
It's just a bit odd, like.
It is odd.
Mm.
So from Grafton Street to Coolock.
Yes.
If he had said the Grafton barbers, then I would have said it makes sense for them to be barbers on scooters.
Sorry. I'd get there.
I don't know what Dean was thinking.
5-minute head start. 5-minute head start, you said?
Yep.
You have to run and they're on scooters.
I think you're on foot, yeah. I don't think in the Running Man you're allowed to use public transport.
Oh, fuck.
No, you can
get basically, I think the idea is you got to get yourself out of sight and then sneak your way there.
No, I think you can use public transport in the Running Man. I think he gets on the bus in it.
You didn't even know what the Running Man was when I said it.
It's once you're on the bus and he's running on the bus, then it's all right because he's still running.
Oh, there's my mic on again.
Could you hide your way? So say you get where would you go?
I'd go into Trinity College.
I'd go to Dundrum Shopping Centre. Fucking huge. The car park is bigger than the shopping centre.
You're going the wrong direction.
The complete wrong direction.
So what? So fucking what, like?
How long do you have? Like 24 hours?
I think it's any amount of time. I think once you get to Coolock, you're grand. Coolock's a pretty I would say a fuzzy border on Coolock. There's a lot of places that might and might not be Coolock.
Yeah. like Kilbarrick.
Let's say Northside no, Shopping Centre.
Kilbarrack is definitely not Coolock.
From Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
No, it could.
It's very close.
Is Kilbarrack not Coolock?
It could be.
Yeah.
I always mix them up.
It's the same with Artane. That's Coolock as well. Coolock.
I think once you get up around
Whitehall,
I think once you get up around Airfield, Edenmore, then you're starting to get hazy, fuzzy.
Airfield sorts.
Airside.
Oh, A with a Y. Airfield with a Y.
He's right, Airside.
I'm thinking of Airside.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Airside, sorry, yeah. You're right,
I am. The shops.
I'm a big silly Billy. I would go into Trinity College and let them overlap me because they're going to go immediately to the north side. And then, after about an hour or two, at the Book of Kells, I'd come out the back way and then I'd go up, like, kind of around Pear Street.
Would you actually go to the Book of Kells experience, that thing? Like, see the sights for an hour and then head
take
back
it in. Yeah, take it in.
Okay.
Take it in. And then I'd jump in the Liffey.
No, but you had to be running then if you're not running.
No, you can stop. Like, it's just kind of like you're running from, like you're hiding.
If you don't run, you blow up.
It's a big game of hide and seek.
But if you don't run, you blow up. There's a bomb on you.
No.
No, it's not like speed.
No, it's not.
Nobody said that.
Is it? Did you know? You don't say that one?
You're being silly now.
I know.
And in the Liffey, I'd go out to the coast and I'd come off Dollymount. And then I'd go up through Raheny into Coolock that way. They'd never catch me.
No, I don't think so. I'd be caught. I'd just stay in Dundrum.
How would you even get to Dundrum?
Run.
They'll see. He's had to go in the other direction. The fuck is he gone over there for?
The thing, isn't it? They'd be chasing you and then you'd be forget all about me.
5 minutes is not long head start.
Oh, no, especially if you're on a scooter.
I want to watch the running man now.
I'll watch Jingle All The Way first.
Okay, yeah.
You won't know what's going on the running man unless you watch Jingle All The Way.
Seen it.
Any more questions or is...
That's it, we're out of time.
Are we? Neve O'Connor's outside anyway.
Yeah, we have run 15 minutes into her time.
Well, tell her we're doing another question. That's the end of it.
We're not.
Huh?
We're not going to be those people.
I'll go and I'll tell her, I'm not moving my scooter.
I'm happy where I am, thanks. Imagine. See you after.
Okay.
Mind yourself.
February 12th.
February 12th, Vickers
Street.
You get what we see with this episode. It was good, but the live show was even better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're off now to do more planning.
I'm not going home.
Maybe.
Well, we'll have to do planning. I'm shitting.
Only a few days away now.
Mm.
By the time this comes out, it's only a few days away.
In a week away.
Podcast world, it is. In our world right now, it's 2 weeks.
Week
2 weeks from now.
But a week and a half from when people hear this.
Yeah, but that's not real. That's not real.
Right, come on. Right, wrap it up.
Okay.
See ya.
Get your tickets, Ticketmaster, yeah. Vicar Street, February 12th. It's going to be good. Be a good night out. Bring your friends, bring your board, bring your husband, bring your
cat.
No cats. No cats allowed.
I'd love a cat. Oh, yeah, actually would love a cat.
You already have two dogs.
I want a cat.
Get one.
I'm going to get me gaff this year. I'm going to get a cat.
Gaff would be like bleeding Dr. Doolittle's house.
As I should. That's the way I want it.
Nice.
Going to get an African grey as well. I'm just eating up in Eva Connor's time here. I'm just making it. Do you know what? I said, that's what's going to happen here now.
I'm hungry again. We have to clean up our set as well. We have to pull all our toys away.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yes.